So let's talk about what happened to you and the MILFs in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
What happened with you and the MILFs in your neighborhood? Give me the story.
I mean, this seems strange, but this is the exact way it went down. I was just loading my bike into my car the other day, getting ready to go to Fort DeSoto, enjoying my last couple of days of vacation. And these two ladies pulled up, and they said, excuse me. And I said, oh, man. They're gonna
Were
ask-
you shirtless, just so you're around?
No, I had a tight black Under Armour shirt on, though.
Okay.
And they said, excuse me. I go, oh, my God, they're going to ask for directions, and I'm going to have to, you know, I don't know where the hell to go, and I'm getting right. these fake directions. And they said, did you hear anything about the break-ins in the neighborhood? And I said, no. And she said, you didn't. And I said, no, what are you talking about? She said, there were cop cars lined up and down the street last night. She said, are you really kidding? You didn't hear anything. She said, are you a heavy sleeper? And I said, no, I just didn't hear anything. She said, oh, yeah, there was a break-in right behind your house. And I said, I did not know that. I said, I just moved in here a few weeks ago. She said, oh, where are you from? And I said, right down the street. My lease was up. So she said, oh, I'm Holly. I live right behind you. Come by if you need any sugar.
She meant like give me some sugar.
She goes, come by if you need any sugar.
Yeah. Nobody actually ever needs any sugar.
And she was in the passenger seat, and the lady driving goes, oh, hey, I'm whatever. I don't live here. But Holly lived here. And I said, okay. Holly was hot.
Come by if you need any sugar.
Hi, my name's Holly. Come by if you need any sugar. So here's the weird part of the story. So I told
That's not the weird part
so
of the story.
So I told Phoebe, I said, oh, my God, there's break-ins. Did you hear anything? There are cops. So I guess she checks to see what was going on in the neighborhood. Nothing. She found nothing going on in the neighborhood. I guess any even sort of petty theft as reported on some sort of police log
yeah,
or scanner.
It's everywhere. Yeah.
She said there was nothing about any sort of break-in or any disturbance in our neighborhood.
You think these two ladies are trying to run a scam?
That's what... Well, that's Phoebe thinks it's funny now. I think Holly wants my body.
No.
But she thinks, I don't, what kind of scam could they run? Hey, there's a guy. Let's trick him and tell him that there were cops lined up on a street last night.
Let me think about this for a second.
She basically, yeah. I mean, she just put it out there.
Do you think that Holly's seen me around the neighborhood before and today she told her friend to drive up and approach me and say, come by if you need any sugar?
I don't think Holly even lives in your neighborhood. I think these are two gypsy vagabonds who use the old distraction thing. They pull up, get you talking, while someone rifles through your belongings in your vehicle.
No, there was no rifling. No. They were driving like an Audi wagon. I mean, it looked very on the up and up.
I think if you were to go to Holly's house and say you need some sugar, she would respond by saying, well, what kind of sugar are you interested
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I'm your sugar, Holly, the Holly brand. So I don't know what the whole deal was. Phoebe thinks they're running a scam on me. I don't know what scam they could have run. They didn't ask for anything.
There has to be a scam here. She's not just like trying to get with you.
But the way she said, hey, my name's Holly, come by if you need any sugar, made me feel like the prettiest boy in the world. Sugar.
Oh, honey, honey. So are you going to go over to Holly's?
I mean, I don't know. I don't need any sugar, but I need Holly.
That's got to be code for something because, like, you say, oh, if you need, I need to ask my neighbor to borrow a cup of sugar.
Well, I mean, there's that. There's that whole thing. What did she mean by come over if you need some sugar? But there's also the fact that there was apparently nothing going on in my neighborhood. I don't know why they decided to stop and ask me about it.
Can you just go to Holly's tonight and record what happens?
Well, you just want me to start knocking on doors trying to get to Holly?
Well, she told you where she lived.
Yeah. I'm still married, though, Nikki.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Phoebe can be waiting in the car around the corner.
You can always say no. Just test it out.
It's like, so, Holly, what did you mean the other day? It was, oh, I'm in the sugar business here.
What if she meant, like, cocaine?
Maybe she thinks you're hitting the slopes.
No uppers, only downers.
This is so strange.
I know.
She might have meant a lot of things, but not actual sugar.
I hope.
Yeah.
She didn't mean that. Okay, we can all agree. There's no way she meant real sugar, like you're baking a cake in your cup of sugar.
No, but she could have meant in general if you need any. Just sugar was an example. If you need anything.
Right, like your neighbor right. might say, like, hey, I'm here.
I'm a friendly neighbor, and I'm here if you need me.
Right.
Or do you think maybe kind of the way the sun hit my spectacles when I was loading my bike into the car, these two ladies see me, they go, man, look at that hot guy. Let's go mess with him. Man, please tell me they were thinking that. Please tell me.
No doubt that's what they were thinking.
Hey. You know what? Hey, a girl could see me out there loading my bike and say, hey, I'd like to talk to that guy.
Sure.
Yes, yes.
Active and
Thank
fit.
You.
But
for
they
sure.
could have been saying, look at that hot guy. Looks like he's about to have a heat stroke.
Right. He needs some sugar.
Yeah. Cool down.
That's really interesting.
So I don't know what they were trying to get out of it, but I enjoyed it.
Follow this. You got to follow up to see.
You can't leave us wondering what sugar is.
I hate following up.
But no, I mean,
this is the important part.
Like, I have a neighbor whose son is in my son's grade, and she left me a note in my mailbox saying, "Hey, I live across the street from you. If you ever need anything, let me know. I'm not a weirdo." And
you gotta say it.
I usually think if you say you're not a weirdo, you're probably a weirdo. But since then, she looks out for my son. I look out for her son, and it's like a neighborhood watch kind of thing.
Let me throw this your way too. Do you know any women in their 40s named Holly? Because I thought that was maybe a younger sounding name, and she wasn't giving me a real name.
I mean, I know a Holly or two, but I don't know if they're in their 40s.
I think it's a young name, but I also think there were a lot of Hollies in the back then.
Yeah, I wouldn't be so hung up on the Holly part. I'm concerned about the sugar part.
So you're saying she's a real back then Holly?
Yeah, she's an older Holly.
How is she dressed again now?
She was in the passenger seat, but it was definitely a dress, I would say. Mm-hmm. And
plunging neckline or not?
I would probably say not plunging, but I think there was a little bit of cleave there.
No yoga pants action?
I couldn't tell the yoga pants, no. The lady who was driving seemed a bit taken aback by everything, but Holly was really directing the conversation.
Did you see a wedding ring on Holly's finger?
I didn't look.
Were you wearing your wedding ring?
Always. Okay. Always, man.
All right.
Except on my long bike rides.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Mark, you got a theory for us on the sugar-providing Holly?
Yeah, just curious. Maybe the sugar was a password. Maybe she's a hooker. Over ask for some sugar.
Do hookers make house calls though? Like, do they? I know they sell like they sell steaks and shrimp and designer colognes and perfume door to door. But do hookers peddle their private parts door to door?
If they happen to see somebody walking down the street that's in their neighborhood, why not? The sugar reminded me there was a sometime pack of Dunkin' Donuts up in the Tampa area, where if you went up to the window and the girl was there and you asked her for your donuts with extra sugar, you could go out back, she'd meet you there and give you mouth hugs.
Shut up. Get the hell out of here.
No, seriously.
Okay.
Years ago. Yep.
Hi, I'm Holly. I couldn't help but notice you're putting your bicycle back in your vehicle.
I'm loading it up. I'm heading to Fort DeSoto.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I like your quads.
Oh, really? I felt like they're kind of shrinking because I haven't done leg day in a couple of years.
Did you hear that there were some break-ins in the neighborhood? It really scares me because there's no man in my house to protect me, and I feel so feminine and vulnerable.
It's a lot of information to tell a stranger, Holly.
Do you want some sugar?
A stevia man myself.
Mark, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well. Hey, is Seth diabetic? I mean, was he looking a little paley or?
Seth, are you diabetic or were you looking a little paley?
Yes, pale, peak it, and I needed my insulin. And good thing Holly came by.
Yes.
Needed some sugar.
That's exactly what we're saying here. Haven't heard this in a minute.
It was weird, but it was also kind of hot.
I agree. It is weird and hot. 727-579-1025.
Oh, I got to tell you what happened on the plane also. Am I more than
you bargained for yet? What's up, Donna? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. What the hell's going on in Seth's neighborhood with the sugar-providing Holly?
Hey, yeah, I think either she was propositioning him or offering drugs. Sugar can mean cocaine. Or she just wants him.
Right, but which would you think it would be? Like, if you're the hapless Seth in this situation and a very attractive MILF in your neighborhood says, come by if you want some sugar.
Sugar.
What are you going to think that means?
She wants him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah! On my pair all the time. Some people call it in free. Yeah, they call it in free. Yeah. I play Russian roulette every day. A man's sport
with the bullet called life. I'm a call drive. 727-579-1025. Here is a Holly. Oh, wait. Can you imagine if this was the Holly? Oh.
It's not even close.
Holly? Hello?
Hello?
You're not Holly.
No, I'm not Holly.
What's up, dude?
Well, Seth was being called Sugar by Holly. Holly was saying, come by if you need anything, Sugar.
Yeah, was that it?
That's a great point. Seth, is that possible that she said, come by if you need anything, Sugar?
No, she said, well, I mean, I guess it's possible. I believe she said, come by if you need any sugar.
Come by if you need any.
Anything. Sugar. Maybe you missed. Yeah, you didn't hear that.
Anything sugar would make it totally different.
Okay, well, stop ruining my fantasy, Bob.
Well, no. He said anything.
Yeah, I mean, maybe there's some punctuation there that they're missing. Yeah. We're like, hey, come by if you need anything, sugar.
I think it's the same either way.
Yeah.
There was no long pause.
What a great, catchy song. This will be in your head all day. Sorry.
Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed. I know it's not mine, but I'll see if I can use it for the weekend or a one-night stand.
Tell us what happened on your flight. This is insane. This is literally insane that this woman did this to you.
I figure, I don't know if this happens to anybody else, but it would obviously happen to me.
Now, we have a lot of commuters who listen to our show, a lot of people who fly from Tampa, other places.
Flying is so disgusting.
I hate it.
Oh, man, it's the worst. I was in Denver, and I flew from Denver to Atlanta. I was on the flight back from Atlanta to Tampa, obviously a short flight. And it was just two seats, and I was sitting next to an older woman who, when I sat down, she smiled. I put the headphones in right away, stretched around to the trip, didn't want to talk to anybody, of course.
Sure, you're traveling from Colorado to Tampa. This is your last leg.
This is that last leg, an hour, I'll be home. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I thought I'd listen to some music. So it was great. Probably 45 minutes into the flight, no talking, smooth sailing. I heard her order a couple bottles of wine, which I thought was cool. A
couple of bottles of wine.
Couple of bottles of wine, yeah.
For an Atlanta to Tampa flight?
Some people need, yeah.
I don't even know why they come around with stupid drink carts when you're on an hour flight. But
right.
That's, you know, people love the free peanuts.
A sip.
Yeah, people love the free peanuts and Coke or whatever.
Sure.
So she gets the wine. She finishes the bottle because I see her throw the cup away. And then she turns to me and says, so where are you from? With the headphones in. So I turned around with my headphones in and I said, I'm sorry, what? And she goes, where are you from? And I said, I've lost. And I took the headphones out and I told her I'm from St. Pete. She's from Hudson. She hates Hudson. We talked the rest of the flight.
Why did you?
She went to visit her son in Alaska.
What?
And she was in Idaho, and it's beautiful there with the hot springs. I learned about it all, Garabo.
What have you done with Seth? Why did you take your headphones out?
What? Once a savage of a woman doesn't care anymore that you don't want to talk to anybody, it's over.
You should have ignored her, acted like you didn't hear her.
She wasn't going to stop.
But you had your headphones in.
The headphones ran, and she still was talking to me.
That's when you go, sorry, can't hear you. Listening to my headphones.
She doesn't care.
And I wear the headphones that I'm wearing now for the radio, the big headphones.
Right.
They look like earmuffs.
Right. She couldn't have confused and not known that you had earbuds.
No. And I found out the other bottle of wine, that was for the ride home.
Her ride home?
Yeah. Well, she wasn't driving. She was getting a ride.
Well, that's good.
And then she was watching the debates that night, and she said, I go, well, what channel are the debates on? She goes, I don't know, but I'm watching it on Fox News.
Well, that tells you who she's rooting for, and she's from Hudson.
That's a savage move. I figured, I don't know if that happens to anybody else, but it happened to me.
All right, Nikki, what I want you to do is I want you to play the part of this intrusive woman. I'm going to play the part of Seth. And
By the way, do you think this woman wanted me like Holly did?
No.
Great.
Did you want her to want you?
No, I mean, I like to be wanted, but.
She wanted to rape your soul. All right, so Nikki, I'm Seth, and I'm listening to my headphones, and you're the wine woman, okay? All right, here we go.
Hey, where are you from?
Sorry, I can't hear you. I'm listening to my headphones.
No, hey, where are you from?
Sorry, I just really enjoy being left alone on flight. I'm listening to the Ramones in my headphones.
Hey, where are you from?
Can't hear you.
Sir, hello?
Yeah, can't hear you. I'm listening to my headphones.
Take off one headphone.
Hey, oh!
Hey,
let's
how
go.
Are you? I'm bored.
Oh,
let's talk.
Let's go.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
Hey, where are you from?
Oh, in case you can't see, I'm listening to music in my headphones.
Oh, I'm bored. Let's talk.
What? I'm sorry, what?
I'm bored. Can we talk?
Oh, no. Maybe you could strike up a conversation with someone on this flight who would like to talk to you, but I'm listening to music in my headphones.
Oh, but you look very attractive. Let me talk. Let's talk.
Really? You think so? like how attractive? Like come over and get some sugar attractive?
I knew you would talk after I said that.
I mean, she didn't even ask me anything about me. I wanted to tell her I was on the radio and I do all these great things for the community. And it was nothing. It was all about her and her trips.
And she's guzzling wine the whole time.
Telling me about, how it was her first time in Denver and about the hot springs and all the places she's going to go because her kids are grown.
Could have been worse, man. She could have been like, what you listening to? Let me get the other ear on that thing. Come on, crank it up.
So she didn't want to talk with you. She wanted to talk at you.
She was bored.
She just wanted to talk.
Right.
Yeah.
She had no interest in a conversation.
It was funny because there was nothing even remotely close. I wasn't even worried about having a conversation with her. And as soon as she finished that wine, she got chatty.
Ugh, as most women do. Gross.
No.
Man.
How does that should be illegal?
I don't think most people have that experience because most people, if I see someone has it's like they're not even there. I won't talk to them no matter where they are. Like, if I'm walking to the grocery store and I see somebody with headphones, I think there is a very blatantly antisocial person. And if they're on fire, I'm just going to let them burn because I'm not going to talk to them.
We have people come through the drive-thru with headphones, like their earbuds in, and I won't, like, I'm scared to talk to them, tell them how much their order is because they should be left alone.
Right. Like, they're clearly sending the message, can't hear you.
You know how you, what you do to stop that next time?
What?
Put on a face mask.
And here's the thing.
And cough twice, and you're good.
I had no closure because I'm the first one off the flight because I was on the aisle seat, which is a big mistake. I'll never do that again.
Right.
I'm looking back at her because I didn't know if we should say bye. I really wanted to say enjoy the debates tonight. Then we're on the same tram going to get our luggage. Nobody said anything. I mean, there was nothing. She used me.
She used you for conversation.
Yeah.
And Holly wants to use you for sugar.
Fine. I'll let Holly use me.
Can you just go over there tonight? Say, hey, listen.
I don't, man. Listen, there's a big Bengals Dolphins game on tonight. I think my dance card's full.
You go. Hey, listen. I'm sorry, Holly. It's me, Seth. You talked to me the other day. I was putting the bike in my car. I'm just a curious guy, and you know, if this is weird, just let me know. But when you asked me if I needed sugar, what did you mean by that?
Oh no, that's weird.
Okay, and what if Holly's husband is like Simeon Rice or some former Tampa Bay Buccaneer that he's right behind her?
That's a little too direct.
Yeah, she likes brown sugar. I don't know. I don't know. So maybe you'll run into her in the neighborhood.
Maybe.
Just wait outside her house, ride your bike up and down her street like we did when we were in sixth grade.
She's going to start selling lemonade and hope she pops by.
She got sugar for your lemonade. All right, hang tight. When we come back, there's a story about a doctor in the news who did something really super creepy. And, man, it's going to spawn a question that I have to ask you. That may disturb a couple of you, but hopefully you'll validate me in telling me that, yes, you ladies do think this about your doctor, even your most intimate of doctors.
This is absolutely insane that somebody knows who I'm talking about.
What do you mean?
That's her.
What do you mean? That's the lady on the flight?
This guy, no, that's Holly. This listener says I used to date her.
That's her?
Yeah.
How does he know that? Wait a minute. Oh, wow. Get him to call in. Did someone tweet that or text that to you?
No, he tweeted
it. Did he say, hey, is this her?
He said, see you at the brunch and sent me that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
See you at the brunch. All right, see you there, Buckethead.
And that's Holly?
Yeah, that's Holly.
You're Holly?
Yeah. Right, not bad, right?
She's hot, but I mean, is that her husband?
Let me see.
No, he says he used to date her.
Is that him that's cropped out of the picture?
Oh.
Yeah.
Let me see that photo.
No, that's him. He's.
Oh, okay.
And
oh.
That's her?
Yeah.
He looks like Jon Snow.
Is that like Tekla? Is Tekla when I first found the Tekla, or is that
Dude,
really Holly?
She's got the crazy eye. Oh, she's got the crazy eye.
Oh, hey, that is up on Bone TV quickly.
She's naked and hugging him. Huh. How did he know that?
I don't know, man.
There's got to be more than one Holly. Maybe he knows where you live.
They have very white teeth.
I hope
Can
not.
You have him go ask Holly what she meant by the sugar and report back to us? I must have answers.
We now return you to Drew Garabo Live.
Drew Garabo Live.
You sit there in your heartache.
Great to be here. Nice to have you there. So, take this very interesting looking phone call before I tell you how this dude demanded a divorce.
Is this a guy or a girl on hold?
Don't tell us, Nikki. I think girl. What do you think?
I think it's a dude.
I think it's a dude based on how she spelled it.
Yeah, see, I think I can't get a read on you. Lee?
Yes.
Nailed it. That's not a dude.
Oh.
And that's how she told me to spell it.
Oh, all right. How you doing, Lee?
I'm doing okay.
That sounds good. I couldn't wait to talk to you to see what you wanted to talk about today.
Well, I was just wondering what your feelings are about telephone sex.
Telephone.
You know, the kids today are calling it phone sex.
Phone sex. Is that right?
That's what the kids are calling it.
Okay. Well, whatever. It's the same thing.
Kind of.
Yeah.
What my feelings are?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you wanted to talk about it. What are your feelings about the telephone sex?
Well, I have never experienced it before, but
till now.
I look forward to it every day.
You've never experienced it, but you look forward to the possibility of it, or you look forward to it?
I just look forward to it. The guy that I'm having it with, he's very, very good. I mean,
but you said
he seems very knowledgeable. He's very sensual. And I do. I look forward to it every day.
You don't have any hang-ups about phone sex?
That's right.
Hang-ups?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you have to have the right tone of voice when you're doing phone sex.
Oh, yeah.
Dial tone.
Yeah, and that's what drew him in the first place.
You really know how to push his buttons?
I'm sorry?
I say, you really know how to push his buttons? You know how to strike the right chord with him when it comes to telephone sex?
Pretty much, but he also knows how to push mine as well.
I don't want to get in the middle of this Pawnapalooza, but I wanted to know, Lee, what made you want to call up off topic and just ask Drew about his feelings on phone sex?
Telephone sex.
Well, I listen to you guys all the time, and very interesting subjects. And I was just curious if there was, you know, if you hear a lot about this.
A lot. I tell you, not a day goes by that we're not talking about some sort of phone sex, that's for sure.
Oh, is that right?
That is absolutely correct.
I like that you said we have interesting topics, though.
Yes, we do. Just before we proceed with this scintillating chat, we've all written down how old we think that you are, Lee. Don't tell us a correct answer. See what Seth.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Seth with a very interesting guess.
Oh.
Look at SBK.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. We've shown them to Bone TV. All right. Lee, how young of a lady are you?
Well, let's just say that I'm over 50.
We know.
Damn it, I'm out.
You're out, Seth. Seth had 19.
Okay.
SBK and I are still in play.
Lee, I had 19, just so you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you sound very young.
Yeah, we're still in. We don't have much wiggle room.
Not a lot of wiggle room. One of us is going to be under, the other one. All right. So tell me exactly how old are you?
68.
Oh, you got on the over.
You got
it.
No, you got it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my dejection turned into erection.
I had her at 60.
Yeah, I had you at 61. So very good. 68.
Okay.
68. That's my favorite. Yeah. That means you do me and I owe you one. That's a 68. You'd like that. So, okay. So how old is your beau that you are having telephone intercourse with?
I have no idea. What I haven't asked him.
Huh? Do you just call random numbers and see if they'll get you off?
We just take it day by day, and I haven't really asked him that yet.
How did you meet him?
Over the telephone.
Did you call a wrong number one day? You were looking for, like, the veterans
trying to order a pizza?
No. He called me.
Okay.
And told me he had a check for $1.8 million that he was going to deliver to me.
Yeah.
Has
he delivered the check yet?
Of course not. Well,
of course not.
Of course not.
So,
but you would have no idea how many of those phone calls I get every single day.
Offering checks of $1 million?
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, my goodness. That's the least of it. Oh. Usually they want to give me $8 million or $12 million or something like that. But the thing of it is, then I have to pay something like $500 up front.
It's a small bargain. I mean,
sure, to get that kind of money. Yeah, you gotta give a little, get a little. I think.
Do you get a lot do you get a lot of emails from Saudi princes who want you to help get their inheritance from their king?
Oh, yes. Hey. I also get emails from Michelle Obama, too.
Well, those are real.
Those ones are real.
How did it go from I have a check for you to hot, steamy sex talk?
Great question.
Well, he just said he liked my voice. And he just, I don't know. He's very smooth.
Okay, so he said he liked your voice. Take us from that moment till the moment where he started whacking his pecker against the phone.
Oh, God.
Well, he would ask me what I'm wearing.
Oh, yeah, slowly.
What I'm doing, if I'm laying in bed or if I'm, you know, laying on the couch or,
yeah.
You know, he just asked all these different questions.
Yeah, that's right.
And
Can we play act a little bit? Like I'm calling you like I have a check for $2 million and then I can see if I can get you to that telephone sex that we spoke of? Or are you monogamous to him and you don't have phone sex with other people?
I'm sorry, what?
I say. I don't want to give you a communicative disease like hearing aids or anything, but thank you. Do you have the telephone sex with other people or just him? Are you monogamous?
No, just him.
When's the last time you had the real thing?
When was the last time I had the real thing?
Yeah.
Eisenhower administration.
Week.
Oh, last week.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
The real thing, meaning an in-person humanoid delivering
yes,
you the
yes,
meat whistle.
Like my husband.
Oh, I say you have a husband, yet you have
I do.
Yet you have a telephone lover on the side.
Yes.
Not okay.
Oh, not okay.
I like this. She's 68, man.
Does your husband know about your telephone Romeo?
No, he does not.
Oh my God, you naughty girl.
Can we can we call him and tell him, and we'll give you wrestling tickets?
The problem being, and this will go back to a little bit of your former broadcast, getting older mm-hmm. and having health problems, it's a little bit hard for him to be able to perform.
Or not a little bit hard, as the case may be.
Well, yes, that's true.
Sure, right? He's dealing with a Play-Doh down there, probably. Okay, so he can't deliver the goods, so you need to seek elsewhere, and instead of actually doing an in-person encounter, then you allow someone to take care of biz over the phone.
Correct.
It's not so bad, right? I mean, if he can't, you know.
Oh, I mean, he doesn't know about it.
Oh, do you feel like you should, I don't know, let him know that you're doing this, or?
Do he what?
Never mind. So how often do you schedule phone sex with this lover undercover, or does he just call out of the blue? Like, how does he know your husband's not going to be there?
Well, I text him and let him know when he's there and when he's not.
Oh. Oh, do you have a code set up? Like, is there a code to let him know that you're
no
hubby? Just my hubby's not out, not home. Call now.
I just let him know. Hub is here. Hub is not here. Oh. He's at work. So
okay.
Would you do it if hubby was there in the other room, but he was sleeping?
Yeah, that's happened already.
Does he wake up from the overwhelming noise from you reaching Valhalla?
No.
As the case may be. Okay, very good. How old is your phone lover?
I have no idea. He sounds like he's in maybe his 40s or 50s.
Does he have an accent?
Yes, he does.
What kind of accent do you think it is?
Portuguese.
Well, I think it's Indian.
So some guy from the Microsoft
from
help
India.
Desk.
I'm curious.
Hello, may I speak to the lady of the house, please?
Oh my God, this is crazy.
Is it like that? Is it like what Drew just did?
He's probably calling from India too, because he's like,
I have a check for $1.2 million. My name is Jimmy, and I am looking for the lady of the house. Is this you, or are you the lady of the house?
Yes. Yeah, a little bit.
They call me the Urban Turban. What are you wearing right now?
I was just curious, you know, what your guys' feelings are about this.
And now we're even more curious.
About your feelings. What is the level of the state of arousal that you have right now? Would you say 1, meaning not so aroused, like dry, like the Sahara Desert, or 10, meaning like a monsoon in Thailand?
No, it's about a 2 or 3. I'm driving, so.
Goodness gracious.
So how did a money scam, and this is a great point that my girl just messaged me, how did a money scam turn into random phone sex? Like, when did it turn from...
I don't know. I'd like to know that myself. I keep asking myself that.
I feel like it starts with a, what are you wearing? Did he ask you what you were wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what did you tell him? Were you honest with him? Were you like yellow sweatpants?
I was honest with him, yeah.
And how long has this been going on?
About 2 months.
What did you do before you met this guy?
Nothing.
Nothing?
So it had been a long time since you'd had sort of relations with a dude.
No, this is my second marriage, and the first one was very abusive and everything, and this was like...
just goes to show you guys, do not abuse your ladies, because then Sanjay will swoop in. Yeah, Seth, a question for this lovely young Lee.
Lee, are you looking to spice up your sex life? Because there's a couple in the Bay Area who's looking for a third for their Threata, and that couple, actually, one of those people is the host of this show, Drew Garabo.
Hi.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Always looking for a party of three.
No, I don't think that would go over too well.
I want to know, what's the most exciting thing that your phone sex guys is talk to you about?
Mm.
Well, he knows. He seems to know instinctively what I like.
What do you like?
Yeah,
I like a lot of
choking,
breasts, play.
A little breast slapping?
What is breast play?
A little gnawing?
Well, it's just, foreplay, but with the breast.
Oh, that's breast play. Yeah, a little tune in Tokyo?
Yeah. A little try to make them into one big one?
Yeah, motorboating?
Yeah.
I want to put my head between your boobs. Have you given him any money yet? Like, does he keep calling because you keep giving him money, or does he keep coming back for the phone sex?
Well, there has been some money exchanged, not to him, but
what?
The company that he works for.
No,
they,
no, Lee.
Hey, you have to.
Oh, don't do it, Lee.
I know.
Lee, no, no.
And I, to tell you the truth, I think Western Union is in on all this stuff because everybody wants you to send money through Western Union, and I don't know whether there's kickbacks there or not.
How much money are we talking here total?
No, please tell me you're not sending this guy. I'll have phone sex with you for free. I'll offer forth my voice for free.
We better call our friends at Channel 8 to get on this story.
Well, we have a little bit that we call 1025 on your side, and we're consumer reporters here. But seriously, you're paying him? Like, how much have you?
I'm not paying him.
But I mean, he's getting.
I'm not paying him.
He's probably getting a commission, Lee, from the money that you're sending his company.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that. I mean, everybody has to get paid for what they work for.
Well,
what is he working for?
Directly to him.
He's working for her organs.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that it's a scam, and I know that I shouldn't have done it.
Oh, poor Lee. This went from hot to tragic.
When you get this age and you're living on Social Security and the government is just, it's raping you.
Oh, no.
You know?
This isn't good. Obama's
we got to do it. We got
to just fall for just about anything.
I know. Well, we're here to intervene. Now, how much would you say it's in the hundreds of dollars? Would you say it's in the thousands of dollars that you've given to this Romeo?
I say it's probably close to...
2000.
Oh, man.
Lee, okay, first things first. Let's stop the money train, okay, before it gets to Calcutta.
Yes. Well, I already told him that there's going to be no more money.
Okay.
None whatsoever.
Now, what did he say when you told him that?
Then there's going to be no more buble.
He said that he's watching out for me and... He wouldn't do anything to hurt me and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
We really do need to get somebody on this case. This is awful.
You have his phone number, right? Because you've sent him. He's preying upon you.
Yeah, well, he's...
He's praying.
I don't know.
He is. He's manipulated you to the point where you feel like you need this in your life. And We want to intervene. I want to help you out. If you are addicted to the telephone sex, we can find someone to provide that for you in a discreet way.
Oh, I have an idea of who we can get.
Yeah. No, I think... No. I don't know. Cheyenne. I think it's more him than it is the telephone sex. But
So you feel that connection to him. Well, that's how they do. They establish that connection with you.
And we can upgrade you to real sex.
Lee, we got to stop the money train. I hate to think about you being taken advantage of like that. Being taken advantage of sexually, that's fine. But being taken advantage of from a financial perspective, I hate to think about you losing your money over this whole deal. Do you feel addicted to it?
Probably.
Okay. All right. What can we do to help? I want to help you. I mean, when I was a teenager, I spent about $1,000 on the phone sex because I was addicted to it too. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. 900 numbers.
Yeah, they got me. The 1-800 numbers were even worse. Okay. I couldn't do 1-900 because I lived at home and I wouldn't come to my parents. So I got my credit card and I'd call like 1-800-GET-LAID and I thought the girls liked me. So Lee, I am simpatico with you on this one. I feel like I can help lift you out of this this addiction. How many times a week are you sending money to him and calling him for the phone sex?
Well, he usually calls me every day.
Oh man!
But I don't send money every day. I mean I feel it's winding down.
All right.
But the other reason that I am so very vulnerable is that I have been very, very ill this year. I've had 6 mini strokes. Oh. I've had, I was diagnosed with skin cancer.
Oh my God.
Then I had what's called a loop recorder embedded in my chest for atrial fib. Oh. And then I had 5 stents put in my heart.
Goodness.
And I just got out of the hospital for surgery because I had diverticulitis.
Oh, man.
Goodness gracious.
And
that
I had
is no joke.
A 16-pound tumor removed from my pelvic area. So
I'm sorry,
it's
did
been
you
a
say
real bad year.
Well, it sounds like it. 16-pound tumor.
I've been really down.
Well, Lee, listen, we're here to help you. If you're just tuning in right now, Lee called us to ask a question about phone sex, and we stumbled upon the fact that she is being, in my opinion, victimized by a phone center in probably New Delhi or Calcutta where an Indian gentleman is soliciting money and you have struck up somewhat of a relationship via phone with this fellow.
This is the craziest scam I've ever heard of. Do you think the scam they're running is they call seniors and then they try to lure them into phone sex? Or do you think this just accidentally happened and he's able to get money off of it?
I think, this is just my hypothesis, I think they will go after her money by any means necessary and that they are trained to extort money out of you using any methods available. Once he asked you what you were wearing and you responded favorably to that, he realized, okay, I can get this lady's money by getting to the boob play that she loves so much.
But to answer her original question, I don't think, Lee, you're wrong. There's no shame with the phone sex.
No.
But the money part is no.
Right. I there's nothing wrong with having a little fun on the phone. There's plenty wrong with this scumbag getting money out of you. And,
right.
Yes, Seth?
Would you like somebody to help you get your money back?
Well, I think I need to think about this overnight.
Sure.
And then give you a call back. It was like a spur of the moment thing, and I really need to think about it.
Okay. We're not looking to force you into anything. We're not looking to intervene if we're not wanted. We just want to let you know that we are on your side. And that
I appreciate that.
And whatever, we have resources available to us, so whatever we need to do to help, whatever we can do to help, we are all about it. Would you be comfortable, and I wouldn't contact the guy, but I have sources, would you be comfortable giving us the number that you use to contact this guy? And if you're not, totally cool, I'll let you go, but would you be comfortable with that? We wouldn't say that it came from you.
Uh-huh. Well, not right at this point.
Okay, that's totally fine. It's your life, and you have every right to live it the way you see fit.
But when you're ready, we have dogs that will eat his face.
Okay.
just want to throw that out there.
And Drew, if she's getting a bit worked up later, why don't you give her your cell phone number?
Sure thing. It's 813-72- No, but seriously, Lee, if you do find yourself in a time of need, we have many male hosts on this radio station who are proficient in the art of satisfying women.
With a whole range of voices, okay. Too.
Right. Say if you like a dumb voice, you got me. If you like a sexier voice, you got Johnny B. You got a cat named Mo if you want to make things a little bit whiter.
We can do character voices as well.
Right. For example, if you wanted to have phone sex with Rocky, you could just call me and up and I'd be like, hey, you know, I'll take those boobs and I'll treat them like a side of beef, you know? I'll punch them around a little bit, you know? Maybe like Bane from A Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, forget about that Indian fellow and let me just put my mask against your nipple.
Perhaps you wanted to have phone sex with Kermit the Frog. I'm here for you.
Hello, I'm not a lizard, just so everybody knows I'm drinking tea.
So really, an array of options are available to you, Lee.
Okay.
But in all seriousness, I think there was a reason that you made this phone call today. We are here to help you. Nikki, did you take Lee's number? She's got Lee's number. Okay. Why don't you give us a call around this time tomorrow, marinate on it a little bit. Don't give Sanjay any money between now and then. Think about it. And if you need help, just reach out. We'll talk to you tomorrow and just take some time and think about it. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Lee, thank you for an unbelievably compelling phone call, and I hope you know that we're on your side. Thank you, Lee.
I do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Man, that's horrible.
That is one of the weirdest effing things I've ever, 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 ever heard of in radio.
And she's driving.
The whole time.
And Channel 8 just did that bit 20 minutes ago.
Wow.
Matthew said, this would be a great first segment for Drew on your side.
That went from here to here.
Well, she brought it halfway. You know, yeah, like, that's just the call, yeah.
It's weird that she even called to ask our opinions on phone sex in the first place.
My theory, she needed help. She didn't know how to ask for help.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the introduction.
Right.
But what's really insane is that she's had so many health problems, obviously very pricey, but still would give this guy money.
Well, when you got that addiction, they have a way of getting it out of you, dude.
I'm glad that she trusted us, you know, enough to call us like we're her three grandsons.
That's what I was thinking. She could be the official grandma of Drew Garabo Live.
Well, she certainly meets the qualifications. Very easily duped and horny.
I cannot believe people get scammed. And I offered to help her get her money back, and I know.
She said they call her all the time.
Yeah, we got a tweet from All Day Enterprises that her money's gone. Western Union doesn't help law enforcement.
Jesus, man. Well, I mean, we could do a GoFundMe.
But she's got to just stop. She's got to stop.
Easy for you to say. I would tell myself that every time I finished, you know, when I was into the phone sex.
I wish we could get this loser on the phone.
Man, me too.
Why can't we just hook her up with a free subscription to a porno site and she'll be good to go?
That's not what she wants.
No,
she wants
that connection.
Yes.
We could get her a free webcam show.
Nah.
What?
Don't be gross.
Guys don't do that, do they?
No.
They don't?
I don't think so.
Well, you know, you pay. You give them the tokens, and they do whatever you want. Gio was telling us about
it. They're sitting there like, all right, where you at?
Who wants to chatterbait with a 60-year-old lady?
Hey. Some guy sitting there with a cigarette in one hand.
Hey, you want me to be a phone scammer? All right.
Sure, I'm Jimmy from India.
I'm a prince.
I hope that we can help her. I really do. Somebody said, not to sound cliche, but I heard about this on a podcast. It's a new scam.
The phone sex scam?
I guess.
I'm starting it. You're my mule, Garabo. Let's do this.
Done and done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.